totally unacceptable. And since we discovered that there was only four testers for the whole of the county, we've had on a number of occasions some of those testers having to be off work either through sick or annual leave. And this is adding to the problems that people who are awaiting their tests are having to wait long periods of time. The knock-on effect out there is that it's costing them extra money to continue with lessons. It may impinge upon them being able to seek employment if they need a driving license to get to the work or for their work. Also for young people now going back to college, it's just not good enough for such a rural county like Donegal. Like, we only have four testers, but then the amount of cancellations there's been this last 2 weeks and particularly this week, it's just not good enough and it's totally unacceptable.
There is going to be a review of RSN. A report has come out on that this week. But here in Donegal, with the amount of cancellations, we can't wait until the recommendations are implemented. We do need intervention now.
No, and the problems with reviews is it normally kicks the existing plans down the road. We heard the minister say that it was the RSA's intention was to recruit a further 70 testers beginning in March next year. But March next year is 5 months away. We can't wait 5 months. The people who are waiting for their driving tests, the people who are waiting maybe to get a full driving license to, as I say, take up work or go to their place of education, can't afford to wait five more months. So, look, whatever about the review, but there needs to be a recruitment drive now by the RSA, and we need to recruit more driver testers. Not in March next year, but we need to be recruiting them now and have them in place before the end of this year. And I would, as I wrote to the RSA recently, implored upon them to make the first allocation of those new testers to places like Donegal, as such a rural county.